Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And folks, every week we have somebody from the world of professional bass fishing. Some of these guys we've been having have been guys that have been out on the trail maybe 1 or 2 years. But with me today is Joe Thomas. And Joe, you've been at this thing for a while, 21 years.
Yeah, man, I'm starting to give my age away. But I did start early, okay? I just wanted to I started when I was 20 years old, actually.
Well, you know, you think about, you know, being a professional bass fisherman, and I think sometimes people think that's kind of funny, but in the world of professional fishing, man, oh, man, there's a lot of work involved, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, when I first started doing this, you know, I was almost embarrassed to tell people that I was a professional bass fisherman because they just didn't get it. And, you know, through the ESPN and the Outdoor Channel and all the television coverage and the things that are going on, you know, people are starting to get it now, and it's starting to be a little more accepted. And I'm not so ashamed to telling people what I do anymore.
Well, and you talk about winning some dough. You know, you won the All-American, which was a $100,000 win some time ago, and you've won almost $360,000 on the BASS Tour. But you're really, this year, all of a sudden, it's clicking for you.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of running, it's right now it's running on all cylinders, and, you know, and that can end at any time. But I've always said that, you know, success beats success. You know, and when I won the All-American that year in 1990, I had the best year in Bassmaster that I've ever had. And, you know, I think I was just clicking. Things were going right. You know, I had two, three top 10 finishes in Bass. I won the All-American. And that's kind of what's happening now. You know, I went from not making the finals in several years to all of a sudden, boom, I'm the top six twice. And it feels pretty good to be there.
Well, you know, consistency has been a key. You look at the top 50 finishes, you've had 88 of them. So it's not like you've just been around the block one time. You've had 15 top 10 finishes. You've had 33 in the top 20. So you've been up and down the scale, but most generally in the top 50, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, I've been, you know, in golf, you know, I guess they call it a grinder, a guy that's out there, he's making a living at it. He's hanging in there. He's not necessarily a winner or the top of the game, but a good, solid competitor. And I'm not ashamed of that. I'm actually proud of that. I've been able to make a living at it. You know, I don't really feel like I've ever been the best fisherman, you know, that's out there. But I think I work probably as hard or harder than most out there, and that's allowed me to survive.
Well, you talk about survival. If you turn on OLN, folks, every week you see Joe Thomas. He's out there. He got a great program.
Right. Yeah. My show on the Outdoor Channel actually airs on. We're going to start right back up with the new season. The first week of July, we run on Monday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern time on that Monday night fishing block. And the Outdoor Channel has been a great avenue for me. It's been super, actually. It's you know, I run their truck and boat on the tournament trail. They're my title sponsor, and I'm also hosting the show Angler on Tour, which basically gives you a behind-the-scenes look at competitive fishing. And it's not just a how-to fishing show. It's not nearly a how-to fishing show. Basically, it takes you through the practice round and into the tournament and lets you know where I made my mistakes, what I learned, what I did right, what I did wrong. And the public has received this different type of fishing show very well.
Well, it's funny because I said OLN, but that's another network, your Outdoor Channel.
Yeah, I was going to smack you through. OLN and the Outdoor Channel, they are direct competitors. Both of them have a lot of outdoor programming. The biggest difference between, and I'd like to clarify this, you know, publicly, but the biggest difference between the OLN, Outdoor Life Network, and the Outdoor Channel is OLN is geared more towards the biking enthusiast, the yachter, the rock climber, the mountaineer kind of guy, and they have some outdoor programming. The Outdoor Channel, their nuts and bolts is hunting and fishing. That's just plain and simple. That's what it's all about. And we do some NASCAR and bull riding, that type of things, to kind of, and ATVs to round things out. But it's all geared around outdoor, your textbook outdoor stuff, hunting and fishing being the nuts and bolts of it. And I'm really proud to be a part of that because I am not only a professional fisherman, but I'm an avid hunter. And that's my passion is hunting, so it fits right in for me.
Well, I know you love the bow hunt, but, you know, Mike Auten and his wife Becky help you produce that program, and man, oh, man, the quality is superior. And, you know, what I like about it, as you said, it kind of takes a tournament and really breaks it down maybe from an angle that maybe everybody that hasn't been fishing tournaments would see at a normal basis.
Yeah, you know, you not only see the thought process that goes into locating fish or not locating fish on a body of water. You know, we got 3 days. A lot of people, you know, they don't realize we go to a strange lake just about every week, you know, all across the country. And, you know, and we're on a body of water. We've got to figure out what's going on and figure it out right in 3 days. And our show gives you that. Angler on Tour gives you that. And it also gives you a little bit of the emotion and what I'm feeling and, you know, the hectic schedule and the travel and the rigors of what's going on that most people don't get to see, too.
Well, you know, Joe, the last tournament you were at Lake Hamilton, a very, very tough fishery. A lot of fish, but a lot of small fish. And the last day you smoked them.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of ironic. You know, I'd been consistently. I had a great practice there. I really did. First day of practice, I struggled. Second day, I dialed it in, and the third day, I tweaked it in a little bit more, and I had a great practice. Although my first couple tournament days didn't really reflect it, I thought I'd been catching close to 13 pounds a day in practice, and the first two tournament days, I lost the key fish at the end of each day, right at the last hour of each day, that would have given me that 13-pound bag. But I was still doing very well, you know, with 10 pounds a day, and it qualified me for the top 12. And then, you know, I basically struggled through round three. I had a little equipment problems and some things you'll see on Ancron Tour. You'll see it on the show because we actually had cameras following me. But still managed to squeak out about 10 pounds, 10, 11 pounds. But then the third day, I did a little area change, and in the morning, and boy, it was just like it was meant to be, you know. And I caught that big stringer right first thing in the morning. So it's going to be kind of cool to watch on ESPN too. I think it's going to, it was happening fast and furious. I think my emotions were coming through, and it's going to be a pretty cool show.
Well, you know, a guy from Cincinnati now live in Milford, and you know, you think about being the hotbed. You know, you don't think about Cincinnati being the hotbed for bass fishing.
No, and Milford is a suburb of Cincinnati. I still live in Cincinnati. I'm a Cincinnati native. You know, I was born in West Virginia, but I've lived my whole life in Cincinnati. And it's not, but, you know, I learned to fish. You know, I learned to fish on farm ponds and small lakes around here that are, you know, and we don't really have that good of fishing. Our Ohio River is a very poor fishery. But we have some of the best smallmouth fishing in the world just a few hours north at Lake Erie. So, you know, I got to experience some pretty cool things, you know, through the smaller lakes and learn a lot. But basically, I grew up on the road, you know, from 20 years old on. I grew up fishing tournaments on the road, and that's how I've learned to fish. It didn't come from, you know, a background of fishing in Ohio, because we just don't have that.
Well, I know a couple of your buddies over there from Ohio always say they fish for three or four fish, and they've all got them named because there's only three or four fish left.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, I think that's maybe a slight exaggeration, but, you know, it really, actually, you know, when you have those one-day tournaments, you know, the BFL tournaments or some of the Federation tournaments, what we would do, you know, and I was very successful at this. You know, I made a lot of money in Ohio in the regional tournaments, and I would go out and I would actually, you know, if I would get a bite, I would actually shake the fish off and you know, kind of figure out his position. And then I would go back in the tournament and I would run those three or four or five bites I had in practice, and I'd catch two or three of them, and usually that was a money finish.
Well, you look at it, you mentioned the Ohio River, and there are some places on the Ohio River that aren't too bad if you get towards Illinois a little bit. But around Cincinnati, you're absolutely right, a Bassmaster Classic or two from there. But, Joe, you got to talk about the Bassmaster Classic this year. You know, we got a few minutes left.
Sure.
It's got to be exciting for you. You're going to make it again.
Well, you know, I say that. I've got another tournament left, you know, and a lot of people are looking at the mathematical end of it. Oh, man, you're in there solid. But anything can happen, you know. What people don't realize is that last tournament's a 175-point tournament, even though there's 50 anglers. And there could very possibly be an angler not catch a bass in 2 days, in which basically you don't get a single point. And a lot of people don't realize that. So it's not done till it's done. And I've had the terrible chore in my fishing career of being the guy that's always first out, six or seven times being the first guy out of the Classic. You know, if you throw those in, I've made the Classic 10, 11 times. Instead, I've made it four. So I've felt that pain, and I don't want to feel it again, but I also don't want to build myself up. I just want to go down there and get my job done next week, and then if that puts me in a Classic, great, then we move to New Orleans.
Well, it's great, and that talk about a great fishery, you'll have a fun boat ride no matter where you go in New Orleans.
Yeah, there's some rumors that there's some fish close now with the water diversion going on and that type of thing. There's some freshwater diversions they've done, but, yeah, usually it's at least an hour boat ride, an hour and 15 minutes one way.
Well, Joe, I appreciate you being with me. Good luck the rest of the way, and get to the Classic, will you?
Sounds great. I'm going to pump real hard for it, and hopefully we'll see you all in New Orleans.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.